Dan Bickley, Vince Murata.
Bickley and Murata Mornings.
98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Day one of Newsmakers Week 2022. It's brought to you by JSX Air. We continue on Newsmakers Week with a visit to the head coach of Arizona Wildcats football, Jed Fish. And the head coach joins us now here on the 72 Sold Sports Line. Good morning, coach. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. I guess we got to start, coach, with the question on recruiting. Normally, you don't see a one-win team top the recruiting rankings in their respective conferences. So, congratulations on that. But how do you get that done coming off a one-win season?
Well, I appreciate it, and I think our staff did a tremendous job. You know, we were in a weird situation. We arrived here on campus, and we had no scholarships left. All of our scholarships a year ago, everyone signed early from the previous regime and the previous class. So what we had to do was this was our first recruiting cycle. This was our first class. So we didn't look at it on what our record was a year ago. We looked at it as – you know, what type of program are we going to run here? What's our culture? What is it going to look and feel like? And we had 12 months to get our first recruiting class signed. And then with that, over those 12 months, we were able to let every one of those recruits that wanted to come visit with us meet with our players and let them know what the program looked and felt like. And we didn't really look at this first year other than being competitive and, you know, competing in almost every game and having some games that went down towards the fourth quarter. We looked at it more of like just our first year of a culture build of what we want our program to look like. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why the kids all jumped on board.
Wildcats fans love to say how much they love off-season fish. Now, obviously, getting results in season are the next step for you. What did you learn last year while winning one game? Was there some humility involved? Was it necessary experience? Were they just necessary lumps? Your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't think anybody would have thought that we would have, you know, lost two quarterbacks to it's a season-ending injuries. So we played with our third quarterback the last 7 weeks of the season. We, you know, lost our two starting Mike linebackers. We played with our third Mike linebacker, and I think our guys competed as hard as anybody. I felt as if we were in a good position to play hard and play well. And now I believe, you know, you get to a point where rarely you walk into a program that was on a 12-game losing streak prior to walking in. So we had to take that and then kind of work off of that and then try to build our program with all the positives that we could find moving forward. So I think that our program and our team is just at the very, very beginning of where I think we can go. And I think that's reflective upon the people that wanted to transfer in here, the people that we signed, and then the fact that there were no starters on our team that went into the transfer portal.
Jed Fish, the head coach of the Arizona Wildcats football program, our guest here on Newsmakers Week on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Coach, you mentioned the issues at quarterback with injuries. You had three different guys play substantially. And speaking of transfers, you get some solid footing at quarterback with the transfer of Jaden Delora from Washington State. What does Jaden bring to your program right off the bat?
Yeah, it was obviously you got the conference player of the year, freshman conference player of the year. He's played college football for 17 games, and he started all 17 of those games. That tells you one thing right off the bat. He is someone who I think he was 24 touchdowns and 10 interceptions last season, threw four touchdown passes against us, had the largest victory they've ever had in the Apple Cup with Washington State beating Washington. So he brings, obviously, a lot of confidence. He brings a lot of talent. He brings a lot of football knowledge of the Pac-12. So now when you're sitting there with him, Jordan McLeod, who only played two games for us last year, and they were our two most productive offensive days, you know, the first I should say, the first six quarters of it until he got hurt. And then, you know, you have Will Plummer coming back. Then you have Noah Fifita arriving on campus. So we've got a lot of we've got a much different quarterback room than we did, let's call it, 12 months ago when we had one quarterback on scholarship and four walk-ons when we got it.
Coach, there's a feeling here in the Valley that the NIL program in college football might be an impediment to ASU because we're in the midst of a saturated pro market up here in the Valley. How is UArizona handling the NIL component?
We're just getting started with it right now. We're trying to have a better grasp and understanding of what is the right thing to do, what can we do, what is the best way to do it. We recognize we just released about a week ago the Friends of Wilbur and Wilma Collective, where Arizona football and all of our other sports, excluding men's basketball, are working in one collective to try to build up all the sports in the NIL program here. Additionally, you know, we're going to have a touchdown collective that kind of works underneath that group. I think that there's also plenty of opportunities in a college town, like you mentioned, that our guys can go out there and they could be the celebrities, mm-hmm. right? They don't have to compete with Kyler Murray or J.J. Watt or Devin Booker or some of the elite of the elite pro players in those areas. And what we're excited about is, you know, giving our guys that opportunity to do so.
I know it's brand new and it's evolving and it will continue to evolve, Coach, but how much is NIL discussion part of your recruiting process right now? Is it a large portion of it? Do you expect it to get bigger?
I expect it to get a lot bigger. This past year, it was so new and no one really understood it prior to, let's call it, December signing day. I mean, there was a couple guys here and there that you heard about. You know, you heard about some NIL deal that, you know, that Clemson did with Trevor Lawrence, or you heard about some NIL deal that the quarterback at Ewers did at Ohio State or something like that. But it wasn't a huge topic of conversation this past recruiting cycle, at least for Arizona football. I think moving forward now that changes, and now it becomes a real conversation. It's very, very clear the rules that you can't use NIL to induce people to come to your program. So you have to be aware of, you know, you could share with people what your kids are doing, but it can't be a reason for them to come.
Gotcha.
But I do think that it's going to be a huge part of college football. I don't believe it's going to go away. And I think that if we can have the opportunity to help some of these kids out, I don't think people recognize or realize how little money they actually do get when they pay their rent and they get their books, how much spending money from these scholarships they actually have.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us during Newsmakers Week. Really appreciate it. Enjoyed the conversation and good luck to you.
Okay, thank you.